inspired by my disability. In my second year, I worked on a group project in the second semester in collaboration with the online retailer Very, with a brief to design a collection for people with disabilities that would fit in with what Very already sell. Although as a group we decided on a different part of the disability community to focus our project on, it got me thinking, could I look at my own disability in my final year? We were strongly encouraged by tutors to pick a topic for our final projects that we care deeply about, as we would have to be working on it for about 9 months. I wasn't sure initially if I should look at fibromyalgia or not. I was still grappling with the idea that my condition was enough of a problem to be considered a disability. I was still wary of using the word disabled to describe myself, and worried I was being overdramatic by identifying as such. I also knew if I looked at fibromyalgia in my project, I would have to talk about it and my experience of it in my tutorial groups, with tutors and peers I didn't know well, and share it publicly on social media or in my portfolios that I would use for job interviews, so I wouldn't be able to avoid people knowing about my condition. After careful consideration, I knew I had to give it a go. If I could be brave and talk about fibromyalgia, I could potentially make something that made a real difference to myself, but also to others with the condition. So for my final major project for my Fashion Design BA Honours degree, I focused my project on fibromyalgia, aiming to create clothing that benefited those that suffered from the condition. I used my own symptoms and experience as my starting point for my design decisions, then surveyed nearly 100 people from around the world via social media to help understand how other people with fibromyalgia and overlapping conditions like arthritis, 2, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, 3, and chronic fatigue, 4, feel, and particularly how clothes play a part in how they experience their disability. Initially, I looked at existing items that can help ease symptoms to see how I could incorporate them into clothing, such as pillow sprays that make falling asleep easier, weighted blankets that also aid reduce anxiety, and the supports currently on the market that help ease joint pain. I also looked at crystals as my visual inspirations, as I thought about how a diamond's beauty is formed under pressure and thought that fit very well with people who live with invisible struggles with their health.